We are hoping for a restful night, but one has to be prepared. I have slung my hammock low so that I can easily reach down for my rifle. My sandals are ready, and I have my bright little LED torch between my legs inside the sleeping bag. And we keep a fire through the night. You can see the faint glow in the background towards the top left. One of us will get up from time to time to push the logs deeper into the bed of coals so that we have a constant lick of slow flame. My companions will bed down close to me. On their far side, they have a thick tangle of bush that will protect them. The risk is the head and feet sides, but it's a considered one. The area is saturated with smells unfamiliar to predators, our smells. There is a fire, which is intimidating, and on our downwind side, the smoke will mask our scent. Also, the area around us is covered in a mat of dry leaves. It's like potato chips. Of the dangerous predators, probably only a leopard might be able to approach close without waking us. But it's not always so easy. The large African predators will hunt any time when they are hungry, and they will take opportunistic chances with prey, but the threat from them is at its highest during the hours of dusk or darkness. Then is when they take advantage of their superior sight and senses to hunt earnestly. They are more alert, and I have found much bolder and more aggressive. I have often remarked, the same lion that will run away from you if it spots you during the day will become aggressive and predatory when it gets dark. When we pick up signs of the presence of dangerous predators in the course of the afternoon, we take additional precautions that night. This may include taking turns to be awake, making additional fires, although it takes a lot of wood to keep them alive through the night. Sometimes I rig up my little fish alarm system. And if it's really seriously dangerous, I sleep upright, sitting against the trunk of a big tree with a fire in front of me. Or I crawl deep into a bush tangle where it is hard for predators to get in without noise. However, in untouched stretches of wilderness, I'm usually more relaxed. Even when I expect dangerous predators to be around, animals have a natural aversion and a caution towards humans. And they will avoid them, given the choice. It is where predators, mainly lion and a hyena, have become used to the odors and the sounds and the movements of humans that they first become inquisitive. They are usually drawn by the smell of leftover food, but then they become bolder and they steal easy food. And then, in a split second of arcane instinctive reaction, they cross the line. So, if I happen to end up in a stretch of so-called wilderness where tourists go, I'm nervous. This would typically happen when I'm on my way deep into the bush. If I have to camp in one of these unprotected spots that are frequented by tourists, then I would back the vehicle up against a tree and sling my hammock between a sturdy branch and the roll bar so that it hangs over the center of the load bin. If I'm even more paranoid, I'd stretch the tarpaulin over it and let it hang down over the sides of the load bin. It's not 100%, but it'll give me time to react. I can also, of course, sleep in the cab if I really want to take the discomfort. Many horror stories about predators attacking humans are floating around bush campfires. Some are true, some are half true. Some are probably just filth legends, but they all mean the same thing. The bush is a dangerous place. You need to be alert, super alert, and you need to be careful, especially when you're alone.